Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. You have tuned into the Morning Coffee Sunday School Conference Line. I am your host and your teacher today, Elder Paul McCoy, pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship in St. Louis, and also the Point E Church, located strictly online. We thank and praise God for this opportunity, as always, to bring you the message, the Word of God this morning. We thank you, praise God, for our sponsor, bringing forth the resources, Get 'em Radio. We're so happy that we're able to also share with them their 6-year anniversary of labor online and through conferencing. It is a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. Before we begin today, as always, we will start off with a moment of prayer and then we will get into the Word. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we first thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the love that you've shown us. We thank you for your instruction and giving us the choice to follow. And once that choice is given, the results of our choices. And even though we cannot choose our results, we thank and praise God for them. We just ask, Father, that you would just bless us and keep us continually. Allow us to be less as you are more, that we would decrease as you increase, and we will do your will and get out of your way. As we are an instrument of your will, let us be that instrument. Flow through us, Father. Allow us to speak your word to your people in truth and in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Today we're going to come to you all from the book of Genesis, chapter number 8. Genesis chapter number 8. And we're going to start off at verse number 13 and read to about verse number 22. We're going to be reading from the New Living Translation. So those of you that may not have that, if you're reading from the King James or if you're referring back, the verses will be in that translation. And let us begin. It says, Noah was now 601 years old. On the first day of the new year, 10.5 months after the flood began, the flood waters had almost dried up from the earth. Noah lifted back the covering of the boat and saw that the surface of the ground was drying. 2 more months went by, and the last of the earth was dry. Then God said to Noah, leave the boat, all of you and your wife, and your sons and their wives. Release all the animals, the birds, the livestock, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, so they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth. So Noah, his wife, and his sons, and their wives left the boat, and all of the large and small animals and birds came out of the boat pair by pair. Then Noah built an ark to the Lord. And there he sacrificed as burnt offerings the animals and birds that had been approved for that purpose. And the Lord was pleased with the aroma of the sacrifice and said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race, even though everything they think or imagine is bent towards evil from childhood. I will never again destroy all living things. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. We're just simply going to talk about briefly God's command, man's choice, and life's consequence. Two things that we can guarantee. We guarantee that we have a choice. There's also a guarantee that there will be a consequence of that choice that you've made. Now, I guess a third guarantee would be that the choices, the consequences of our choices, we cannot choose. So we have to be careful with the choices that we make, especially when we're going through life, especially when we're dealing with people, when we're dealing with ourselves, and also when we are dealing with God. We have to be careful of the choices, especially when it comes to God as we're speaking, specifically when the command is given, when instruction is given. We then have a choice to do one of two things, to either follow or not. Follow, there's a consequence that we cannot choose. We don't follow, there is a consequence that we cannot choose. So a lot of people will say, well, what choice do we have? We have the choice. It's plain and simple to either do or not do. In this text, it's a familiar text, as we know, story of Noah. The story of the ark. Many of you all have seen cartoons and movies and TV shows made around this story, even comedies made around this story, yet it has a significant, very profound and significant meaning. It's just not about raining, keeping some animals, people dying. No. It is about command, choice, consequence. It is about the instructions of God being followed or not, and then the consequences of that choice that was made by man that cannot be chosen, that results from the choice that was provided a command to the people of God. His children made a choice, and then the flood was a result, a life changing results. The people decided to walk away from God and do what they wanted. So God then commanded one man to process. He instructed one man to build an ark, and that man chose to follow God's will. He chose then to continue an instruction, get on the ark. He chose to choose the best and even the worst animals to be brought forth on the ark. He chose to bring forth his family. He chose to ignore the mockery of the people. And as a consequence, his family, those animals, were spared, while the rest were not. Fast forward, almost 1 year later, another command was given. A choice had to be made. And again, life dealt with the consequence. Yet this consequence was not like the previous consequence. In your life, when you are dealing or building your relationship with God, you will be instructed. In your life, these instructions may not make sense, but you still have the choice on whether or not you're going to do or not do. And then you will have to deal with the consequences. Sometimes the consequences are small, and sometimes they are life-changing. And they may not just be your life that it changes. It could be the life, it could be the changing of the lives of everyone around you. It just depends on what choice you make. And even in that choice that you make, it may not be immediate. The consequence may not be immediate. It may take a long time. You may think nothing had happened. And then you see the consequence of your choice. And a lot of people that listen, when they hear the word consequence, they always think that it means something negative. No, it's just the result, simply the result of the choices that you made. So we have to be careful when God sends the command. or an instruction, whether it be directly or indirectly. We have to be careful on the choices that we make, because it will be a result. You cannot get around it. And when we look at the text, Noah started this journey at about 600 years old, so God kept him alive for all that time so that his glory, God's glory, could be manifested. 600 years old, building an ark with his wife and his sons and their wives, laboring, not really knowing what's going to happen, building it on dry ground, not a lake or a river in sight. And then the world is consumed by water. You got to think about Noah probably was very, very happy that he followed God's instruction. So he sat and waited for months as the world was consumed. He then wanted to find out whether or not there was any land left. So as you know the story, he sent out a dove, and the dove returned once with nothing. Waited a little longer, sent out another dove. The dove returned with a little olive branch to show that there was a possibility that the water was receding. Waited a little while longer again, then he sent out another dove. And that dove never returned. So that's where we are now. 601 years old. Following God's commandment, he had to wait all this time. The result of his choice was shown a year later. How many of us can actually wait for the result of the choices that we make with God? Sometimes it may not just be a year, it may be 10 years, 20 years down the line. The question is, do you trust God? Do we trust God enough? Do we have enough faith in God to just think? But many of us want our results immediately. We pray on a Monday morning. We want our prayers answered on Monday evening. We are not willing to be patient in our labor. If Noah was sitting on the ark, he was stationary in a position that he could do nothing about. He was completely in the hands of God, him, his family, and all his resources. Yet he was safe. He was safe with God. And there's no other place on this planet or anywhere in this universe that you will be safer than in God's hand. As you watch the world be consumed around you. So let's get back to where we began in our reading. Noah was 601 years old. He found out that the earth was drying up. And now he's given another command. Actually, two. Simple commands. Get off the ark and take all your stuff off the ark. That's it. Get off the ark. Take all your stuff off the ark. That's all that God said to you. Then we'll just read so you won't think that I'm just making this up. Then God said to Noah, leave the boat, all of you, and your wife and your sons and their wives. Release all the animals, the birds, the livestock, and all the small animals that scurry along the ground so that they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth. Get off the ark. Take your family off the ark. Take all the birds and all the animals off the ark so that they can do their thing. And then nothing. According to the word, there was no more instruction. So now Noah has a choice, just like every last one of them. To either follow the word of God that God has given him or not. Because he could have just stayed on the ark in fear and died on the ark in fear. Him and his wife, his children and their wives and all the animals. Yet Noah trusted God enough to get off the ark and to move. How many of you all have trusted God enough to get off the ark? You trusted him to get on. We talked about this before. But now, can you trust him to get off? Can you trust him enough to move forward again when you have no idea of the result of your choice? It's unknown to you. This is unknown territory. The world has been consumed. It's only you and God now. What are you going to do? God says, it's time for you to move forward. Get on off this boat. I know you're comfortable here, but this is not where I want you to be now. Can you move? Says move. Noah made the choice. Noah said, I'm going to move. And so he said, Noah and his wife, the sons and their wife left the boat, so they followed instructions. The command was to get off the boat, and they got off the boat. And all the large and small animals and birds came off the boat pair by pair, so everybody got off the boat. All things got off the boat. First commandment and second commandment established. You've done it. Done exactly what God has said. Do not believe. So Noah took it a step further. He went a little bit above and beyond what God had spoken to him. And so Noah, in the time of giving thanks and being grateful for God's protection, his love, his grace, his mercy, he decided to show this. Now, he wasn't instructed to do it. He wasn't told to put this together. But he said, I thank you, Father. And I'm going to show you my gratitude. So then Noah built an altar to the Lord all by himself. And there he sacrificed his burnt offerings, the animals, the birds that had been approved for that purpose. So he had already had it established that I'm going to give God thanks and utilize the best resources to do so. Many of us wait to give thanks when we get what we want. But how many of us can give thanks to God when there is no result of our labor? How many of us can say thank you even though we don't see any results from what we've done? All we did is what God said do, and then nothing happened. How many of you can give thanks when you don't see the results? How many of you can say thank you? How many of you can then give sacrifice of yourself to move forward above and beyond? Without instruction from anyone or anything. We are creatures of result, though. We like to see the fruit of our labor. We like to get a paycheck every 2 weeks or every week from our job on time. If we don't, we act a fool. We love to see the results when we expect. But God is not a God of our expectation. God's will does not run on a clock that we make. Yet can you say thank you? Instead of waiting for the check, can you say thank you for the ability to work? Many of us can. Many more of us cannot. Yet Noah took the opportunity to go above and beyond God's command or instruction to build an ark and say thank you and show gratitude for his life, for the life of his family, and for the goodness of God. Because even though the world was consumed, God's goodness never. And then from that choice, there was a consequence that now we even share to this day. Grace and mercy came forth. It just says, and the Lord was pleased with the aroma of his sacrifice and said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race. Even though everything they think or imagine is bent towards evil from childhood, I'm going to show the human race mercy, even though they don't deserve it. Because everything they think or imagine, even though, even to this day, is bent towards evil. His flesh acts a fool constantly. His thoughts and his actions are usually selfish. And will do anything to get those thoughts or thoughts and or actions resulting in what it desires. So at this point, God has chosen. And God's choice is the consequence. That God can choose the consequence. And God's consequence that he chose was mercy. I won't do it anymore. Even though they deserve it. Even though their thoughts and their imaginations are healed from childhood. Said, I will never again destroy all living things, as long as the earth remains. There will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. As long as this earth remains. Now you got to understand something. There is a great amount of information in just that portion of the verse, as long as the earth remains. Which means that this earth still has a time limit on its own. It never says forever. It said, as long as the earth is here, I'll keep it rolling. Now, fast forward to 2018. Thousands upon thousands of years later, there still remains. And God's word still has yet to turn away void. There's planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. Even though we don't deserve it. So by a choice, by man's choice after God's command, life has a consequence. So the question comes about as we end. What choices will you make? What choices in your life will you make? When God gives you instruction, will you choose to do or choose not to do? As you see from the word of God, choices that man made after God's command brought forth a life-changing event that affects us now. Choices that you make come to God to bring forth a consequence that affects many people, those that you know and don't know, for years to come. Be wise. Be mindful and careful of the choices you make when it comes to God. And as always, in the end, those of you that do not know Christ and depart from your sins, you have a choice to make. You either can choose God or not. This is your opportunity to make that choice. To see the results of your choices that can just not only affect you, but so many others around you. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that he rose, died, and rose again for your sake, your salvation. You shall be saved. Choose Christ now. Find a church home. You have many options. You have one of those virtually at the Point Church or the Point Christian Fellowship. There's three right now in this nation located in Texas, Alabama, and Illinois, and even internationally. Not, there are other churches. Find one, choose one that is preaching the Word of God in spirit and in truth. Not one that's just there to entertain you. Choose God fully. All right, we are done. And we thank and praise God for each and every one of you that is watching and or listening. We thank God for this service and this ministry. We're coming to the end of this year. And in this time, we're just going to continue to move forward, God. Once again, we thank you. We pray that you have a wonderful day today in whatever you do or whatever you choose to do. Be blessed, everyone. Take care. Okay, we are at the end of our message today. All right, Antini, if you have any comments.
Hey, hi, this is Pastor Pop, Pastor Mom. How you doing?
Pastor Mom, how you doing? I'm doing good.
I'm a little sleepy this morning, but I'm all right.
Okay.
I hear all the messages. It was really good.
You did
a good
Thank you so much.
I thank the Lord for you this morning. And God
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you now. You know you got service. You want to get a little bit more rest.
Okay. And Pastor Paul, this is Apostle Kizzy. I heard the message this morning. That was a beautiful message about Noah, and I like what you said about he could have been scared and not got off the boat. You know, I heard someone say that sometimes the things that get people going. I'm trying to remember how to say it, but it's like some things that keep people from going forward is the last move of God. So they want to stay in the last move of God and not go forward to where God is going.
Yeah.
You know, even when God gave Moses the model of the tabernacle, it was, you know, you move when I move. So, you know, even with that, with Noah, it's like, you know, he didn't stay in the last move of God. Well, God, you gave us this ark. This ark saved us. We got food on this ark, you know. So we're going to stay on this ark.
Yeah.
And or he could, like you said, he could have been afraid that there was still water around and that he would get drowned. So that was a real good point there. Amen.
Yeah.
So it was a good
Amen.
Message. I appreciate that point especially.
Everything was good.
Mm-hmm. Everything was good. So as always, we thank you all for being a part of this this continuing ministry. We're just going to keep moving forward in God on this. And
Amen.
Like I said, it's still a wonderful thing. It's always going to be a wonderful thing, and it is all good. It is all good. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to conclude. I thank you all again, as always. Thank you, Get 'Em Radio, as a whole. We're just so happy about the 6 years of labor, and we say that because a lot of people. A lot of people give up in 6 months, but 6 years and counting, you know, and that's a wonderful thing. 6 years of continued seeing in God and faith in God. All right. If there isn't anything else, let us pray and be dismissed. Precious Father, we thank you for your instruction. We thank you for giving us the choice to move forward in you. We thank you for Noah and his choice, where the consequences to this day are being shown. And we thank you, Father God, for the word of God that never turns away void. We ask you that you just bless us this day, keep us as we move forward in you and wherever we may end up. We thank you again for your grace, mercy, and your love. In Jesus' name we pray, and may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost let it rest, let it rule, and let it abide, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let every heart say amen. Amen. And remember, just remember, no worries, only worship. No problems, only praise. No fear, only faith. And no troubles, only trust. Remember to choose God, and with that choice, the password is always love. God loves you, and so do I. All right, everyone, have a good rest of your day. Get a little bit more rest, and continue to move on forward in God.